There's a lot going on at Sand Island, as crew members of the Hokulea and the Hikianalia make final preparations before embarking on their farthest journey yet, a 3-year sail around the world. Both canoes have spent the past year sailing around Hawaii, visiting communities across the islands to prepare for the upcoming voyage. Master navigator Chad Kalepa-Baibine has been sailing with the Pacific Voyaging Society since its infancy in the 1970s.
It was just a natural progression. I started out as a deckhand, and I was on the first voyage in 1980 of Nainoa Thompson navigating, and he recognized in me this spark, and I got involved.
He's now the navigator in residence at the Imiloa Astronomy Center in Hilo, and says he looks forward to teaching a new generation of explorers on the worldwide voyage.
It's really about perpetuating a part of culture that was real vital and essential to the settlement of the Pacific Islands, and it's just a matter of cultural pride to navigate.
One of those new navigators is 34-year-old Maui Tauotaha. He'll be among 16 crew members aboard Hokulea's sister canoe, Hikianalia.
I'm still kind of in shock, I think, because there's so much to do to prepare.
Maui's connection to va'a, or voyaging canoe, is personal. When Hokulea first went to Tahiti in 1976, the crew stayed in the village where his family is from. Maui's grandfather, Puaniho, helped take care of the crew and even sailed back with them to Hawaii.
I am very excited. The closer we get to leaving, the more anxious I get. I just want to go, get out there. Uncle Bruce says, you know, none of us are going to be the same. You know, going out to sea changes you. I'm looking forward to the challenges and growing and becoming stronger and making my ancestors and my family proud.
Maui and the rest of the crew will set sail for Hilo on Saturday and then continue to Tahiti, where they'll begin their voyage around the globe. Molly Solomon for HPR News.